Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
Fans with us right now, the American Dream, Dusty Rose. Dusty, not only are you hurting from the match, you got to be hurting inside. Hey. I can't believe that Baby Doll turned on you like that, Dusty.
If you can figure this one out sitting at home, you're a better man than I am. Let me tell you something. I'm glad now everybody chose a side. I'm glad now on this fall section that everyone knows where the lines are drawn. I'm glad now that Nature Boy Ric Flair, the lowest form of athlete in this country, along with that Jezebel Baby Doll, now then draw the line. And if I can't afraid, lay in the same bed. Cause that's where the boogeyman's gonna get you, in the same bed. All of you gonna be gathered up one of these nights, one of these days, and I'm gonna come and get you. Tully Blanchard, you should have broke my neck, Daddy. You should have tore my heart out of my body. The whipping you're gonna get is gonna be shameful. The whipping you're going to get at Iron Anderson is going to be shameful. The whipping you get Ole Anderson is going to be shameful. And the whipping you get Ric Flair is going to be shameful and Baby Doll. Shame on you, Mama. I know you better than anybody. I know you better than anybody. It's going to be shameful.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes fans, and right now, let's go to the ring. And in the ring, Tony Schiavone.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
One place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo, yeah!
Drew Sparks' revolution and is therefore labeled violent. Condemned to the silent movement of rebels who are defiant. Six-eyed in the house of Madball. Rev up.
Control minds, lead the blind. You cannot control mine. You never control mine. The question is for you, you. What will you do with all this proof? The information's all there. Educate yourself. If you dare, you want the truth. You want the truth. Rev up, rev up. You want the truth. It's within you. Rev up, rev up. Keep looking, searching. See what you find. Don't fall for nothing.
It's way too early.
So I had to play some hard, heavy shit to wake up. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fine episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Pre-recorded but live on Rant EM Radio for all of you. Once again, riding solo is your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea. And new Mad Ball next Friday. Speaking of next Friday, we will be live, both of us, in studio. I wasn't even going to do a show today. I'm actually in the middle of getting ready to pack and head out for the weekend. Wifey's in a wedding in Long Beach, New Jersey, Long Beach Island, at the Jersey Shore. It ain't one of them fucking Guido fist pumping weddings either. It's a nice couple and really good friends of my wife's, and she's very honored to be in the wedding. She's actually out getting her nails done right now. This is why I'm jumping on, because, you know, again, I knew, like, last week, you know, Choppy wasn't going to be on, and then Choppy forgot that I wasn't going to be around this weekend. And plus, he's celebrating wedding bliss. It's his anniversary this weekend. So I was like, oh, we'll do it on Monday. He's like, no, I can't. I got to, you know, just so we couldn't even touch base or come to a mutual ground on doing it this weekend anytime but tonight. But I'm not going to be here, so. But here's something I can promise you. I can promise you that within the next couple of months, Choppy's going to have his own setup, where he's going to be able to either broadcast on his own, if he chooses to, or maybe some of our peers can Skype him in and broadcast, and he can do his thing. Because you always get me, you always get my side of the story, which is cool, but I think, you know, you guys all love Choppy, and you all love his opinions, so maybe you'll get him doing his thing eventually. So that's the plan. I don't know when it's going to happen. It's going to happen soon, though. Speaking of soon, next Friday night, we'll be in studio, both of us, Friday night, back on for all of you guys, live show. And we'll have the date finalized, hopefully, for the new podcast, Ghetto Geek Squad. And we will have the date and the date and the time and hopefully some guests for the six-year anniversary show in July. So, a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. It's been stupid busy behind the scenes in terms of our personal lives and our work lives. I just got done with my sixth EMT refresher. I'm done. I got my results. I got my card in the mail last night. I want to thank Kevin and Sean and all the good folks over at RTI EMS training facility. I put it on Facebook last night, like, this is my last refresher in New York. I don't want to be in New York in the next couple of years. No, we're not canceling the show. We're just going to simulcast it from wherever I am. I'm done with EMS, man. I put 20 years in the system, you know. I don't have, like, a big pension or anything like that. It's blue collar, I live check to check. But, like, the politics and the shit behind it, like, and the rat race of New York City itself, I'm just done with all of it. So I'm praying to God that all my chips fall in order. I'm praying to God that my wife does well in school. And once she's done with that and we get our shit together, we are done with New York City. I'm praying to God that she's still on that same boat when we come to pass this. Because I can't do another 3 fucking years of EMS in New York. I can't. And I don't know anything else. Everybody's like, go back to school. Go back, take a class. And I'm like, what the fuck do I do? Like, I've been doing this since I'm 17 years old. I don't know anything else, you know? Well, do something. I'm like, yeah, but what do you do? It's really easy for somebody to tell somebody else how to do something that they've never done. You do something for a third of your life, the same fucking thing, since you're a teenager, and try telling somebody to stop it. It's hard. It's a comfort zone, too. Like, I'm comfortable because I'm really fucking good at what I do, you know? And this all stems from a really bad work week I had this week. You know? So. Yeah, if you hear people on the outside, I think it's, what do you call it? I think it's the fucking, the window. I have the window open because it's really fucking hot outside. And I think the wife is here. I'm not sure. I thought the wife was going to get her nails done, but I guess she's not. So I wasn't going to do a show. But I figured, you know, I have the time. You know, just now I got a little bit of time before I can get up and get ready. If we do something for you good folks. Like I said, it's really early on a Friday morning, so I'm not really too motivated. I'm really excited about the Mad Bowl record coming out next Friday. So shout out to Hoya and his whole crew, his whole camp. They're ready to go to Europe soon. 9th album for them. They're my favorite. I love those guys. And no matter where I am in life, when new Mad Bowl drops, it's fucking delightful. Really is fucking delightful. Anyway, so yeah, so that's what's going on right now. Nothing else is going on. We have, like I said, the new podcast is coming out. We'll be back in studio next week. We're gonna work on a throwback this weekend. I know Choppy's got a ton of things he wants to talk about. I know that for a fact because he's been chomping at the bit to come back. So we'll get that going. I haven't even seen his new pad yet. I haven't seen him. I talked to him. I was supposed to go see him last week. It didn't come to pass because I had some errands to run with the wife. And we, by the time we got back, it was just way too late to go do anything else. So that's what happens when you run yourself thin. And then you realize, oh my God, I got stuff to do. And then you just run out, knock it out. By the time we got done, it was dumb late. So I was like, I can't even invest. So, nice weather we're having lately. It is spring. Summer's peaking out. It's really cool. When the weather changes, it gets really busy at my job for some reason. Especially with, like, psychiatric patients. For some reason, when the seasons change, the whack jobs just come out of the fucking woodwork. It's crazy. Maybe it's because of the weather. Maybe it's because of you can do more things in the warm weather outdoors. I don't know. I don't even know. But this has been like this since I've been in my first year as an EMT, my first tenure. So I don't know how long I'm going to be going. It could go an hour. It could go a half hour. I have no idea. Just the fact that I'm doing this is a blessing because, like I said, I had no desire. I woke up, sent the kid off to school, and I have like a second wind. So we'll talk a little bit of wrestling. Like, I have sort of a throwback for you. I just want like a this week in wrestling type thing. I'm going to read a card real quick. Because today, we'll get into it when we get back from the break. But I'm really, really excited. Some really cool shit going on. I have not watched any wrestling. None. I watched a couple of the Being the Elite, the Young Bucks YouTube series. And I watched, that's it, really. I didn't watch any other wrestling. And I watched a bunch of Dusty Rhodes promos just to get me in a good mood. I have not watched a full episode of Raw since April. Truth. Have not watched a full episode of Raw or SmackDown. Well, no, that's not a lie. That's a lie. I watched a little more SmackDown since WrestleMania than I did Raw. I have not watched Raw. I have no desire. I could watch it on Hulu. You know? Not even a thought. It's just not appealing to me right now. None of the new stuff is appealing to me. I mean, I'll watch Money in the Bank because, you know, it'll hopefully set up storylines. I'm not even, you know, not even worried about that shit. But I'm excited for Money in the Bank because it's Father's Day weekend next week as well. And I don't really do much on Father's Day because my son, you know, I'm not my son's biological dad, so he sees his dad normally. And I think I've seen him once. I've seen him one Father's Day. We went to the movies with him and his dad. We saw Superman. Man of Steel is pretty good. And then there was one other Father's Day where he actually met us for dinner after he was with his dad. So I really don't see him for Father's Day in like the almost 10 years that I've been in his life. So, which is cool. I'm not mad about that. It's his dad. You know, his dad's still in his life. His dad is a very important person in his life, and his dad lives literally, you know, 10 minutes away, not even by car. So, and his dad sees him almost every day because of what he does for a living. So, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool advantage when you work in the same school system that your son is involved in. So, I think that's pretty cool. So, he has a couple of advantages. Plus, everybody gets along. There's no after school movie drama. Everybody gets along. No one fights. You know, it's not like the bad, you know, like the bad step parents and. Because he's got a new wife, and, you know, so we all get along. It's not a thing where no one's beefing, no one's fighting over shit, and there's no custody or financial issues. It's, you know, it's a good deal, and, you know, I think it's important for my son to see that, because in this day and age, no one knows how to get along, you know? It's funny, when we first started dating, we had a birthday party for Mikey in a bowling alley, because my wife's family is... They're big into bowling. They were back in the day. Like, they're a family of bowlers, you know. They were on teams and leagues and shit. And so was my son's dad. He's a huge bowler. Matter of fact, he bowled a 300. He got, like, the little bowling ring and shit. So I'm talking to him at the party. You know, we're at the lanes and I'm bullshitting with him. And my mom was at the party. My mom didn't know that we all got along. And my mom, from experience, has had bad experiences with exes and stuff like that. You know, with my sister's dad and shit like that. So my mom, I could see her like looking strange, like, because we're bullshitting, we're hugging and stuff like that. My mom pulls me to the side. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm talking to Mike, you know, Big Mike." And she's like, "You guys hang out?" I'm like, "You know, hang out, but I mean, I play softball." She's like, "You play softball with him?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm on a softball team with him, you know." It's, and she's looking at me like I had three heads. I'm like, "Ma," I was like, "you know, get over yourself." I'm like, "No one, this ain't, you know, take you to the schoolyard at 3 o'clock and beat you up type shit, you know." It's important. Like, even if I didn't like the dude, it's important that Mikey sees that, you know. And he's young, he's impressionable, you know. If I don't like him, Mikey may resent me. Or if he doesn't like me, Mikey may resent him. You don't want that shit. You know, you want to show your kids that everybody can get along. See, we never treated him like a kid. You know, we always treated him like an adult. And that's partially one of the reasons why he's got a smart mouth now, you know? But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not, you know. But I think it's important that if you're a step-parent, that you, even if you don't like the biologicals, you know, I think it's important that you be cordial and show a good face for your kid, because he deserves that. He or she didn't ask to be here. He or she didn't break you guys up. It's not their fault. And that's another thing too, man. When kids see that, kids are very, very impressionable. So that, you know, when I was a kid, man, I thought it was my fault that my parents weren't together. My parents were broken up when I was a fucking toddler. But you see, I saw my dad struggling. I saw my mom struggling. I'm like, maybe it was me. Maybe because of when they had me. Because they had me when they were teenagers, you know? And you start building up that complex. And obviously, it's not the reason why they broke up. They broke up because she was young and stupid. And he was young and stupid. And he was a junkie. So, but you don't know that till you're an adult. You know, you don't know that until you're old enough to process all of that nonsense. Fine, it is what it is. But, you know, being a parent, being a husband or a wife, it's a second and third job. You know, it's no matter how great it is, and no matter how bad it gets, it's still a job. You have to approach it as like a task. You know, you have a responsibility. You have several dozen responsibilities. No matter how you're feeling, no matter how bad or good your day is, your week, your month, your year, you show face and you take care of your family. And that's how I was raised. I've been pretty lucky because I'm involved with a woman who has a really, you know, a really nice family, you know. No one's perfect. And you know, his dad's family is absolutely great. They're all good people. He has a big, big family because his dad's got several siblings, and you know, they all have kids now, and it's they're cousins, and I mean, he's so blessed. My kid gets love from my family, her family, his family. Our friends love him like family. Like, he's just, this kid is not loved any, you know, not loved anyway. He's just, he's loved everywhere. It's crazy. So, and his birthday is next week. So, we're going to celebrate that too, I think. His birthday is 2 days before next week's show. He's going to be 11 years old. I can't believe he's going to be 11 years old. I was just watching videos of him when he was like 3. Dancing in his underwear in the kitchen, you know. And then there's another video of him when he was like 4 or 5 playing DJ Hero on the Xbox. It's pretty fucking funny. Him trying to scratch the record on a snack tray. It's pretty funny. It, you know, I was like, where does the time go? Where does the time go? It's the truth. Where does it go? Like, you blink and he's fucking, he's almost a teenager. He's as tall as his mom. You know, he eats a lot of food. You know, he's constantly growing out of his clothes, so he's not cheap anymore. Like, you can't get away with buying him cheap shit no more. You know, like, oh, you know, we just buy him a pair of cheapy Payless shoes. No, it doesn't work like that anymore. He's a big boy. He's a big dog now. When he goes to WWEshop.com and wants a t-shirt, he's a men's small. You know, he's not, it doesn't, his t-shirts aren't cheap anymore. He's a man size now, you know. His armpits smell. We have to tell him to use deodorant. You know, he's becoming a man. Rough. It's hard to my wife to process too. It's killing her inside, you know. But it's kind of fun. You know, it's kind of fun, and I'm sure it'll be a real laugh riot next couple of years when he really smart in the mouth and starts sassing you. You want to just reconstruct his face with a couple of swift ones, you know. But nonetheless, it's a day in the life of your impact player, Mr. Philly Rea. I'm boring you with this shit, but I really don't care. The fact that I'm even doing this at like 8 o'clock in the morning is still a fucking... I should be sleeping. Went out last night after work, and yesterday's my early day, so from like I was out from like 4:30 in the morning to like midnight last night. Went to see Book of Mormon on Broadway, which is Matt and Trey from South Park's play, and it is fantastic. It's the best play I've ever seen. I mean, production-wise, costume-wise, wasn't as bad as better than Aladdin, but the story itself was funny, amazing. You could tell that they wrote it. It had all the South Park influences in the story. Book of Mormon was an amazing, amazing show. If you're in town and you could see it, or if it tours in your city, go see it. It is fantastic. So, on our way home last night, we made our usual stop in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Went to this Middle Eastern spot, 86th Street. Guys make fucking great shawarma and kebabs and stuff like that. And those dudes are like, they're all young Egyptian kids. And they stay open till like 2 o'clock in the morning because they're that kind of busy. So we stopped there around 11 o'clock, got some eats. Man, it was so good. I love that place. You know, I mean, and this is the first time that we... Normally we get like just the sandwiches or like a sandwich platter with like rice and salad. This time we got like their french fries. And their french fries are seasoned with, like, cumin and, like, garlic and all these, like, Middle Eastern seasonings. Oh, man, it was so good. That's one thing I will miss about New York City when I leave, is the ethnicity, the food. Any time of the day or night, you can go out and get any kind of food. Like, legit. Like, if you want, like, Vietnamese food, you can go to the east side of Manhattan and get Vietnamese food. You want good Mexican food or good Mexican, like, food, you go to Jackson Heights, Queens, you know. You want good pizza, you go to Mill Basin, Brooklyn, or Queens, or the Bronx, you know, Staten Island, you know. Chinese food is everywhere. There's a really authentic Chinese food spot downtown in the West Village in Manhattan on 6th Avenue. My parents have been going there for years. Like, real deal Chinese food. Like, it's not the shit you order from the menu from, like, the fucking, the takeout spot. This is like a 80-something-year-old old Chinese lady off the boat from China making your shit in a wok in the back of the kitchen. It's pretty dope. You know, You want good Polish food, you go to Greenpoint, Brooklyn. You know, you want good Russian food, you go to Brighton Beach in Brooklyn. You know, you want good Spanish food. Well, now there's a tricky thing, because every borough, legitimately every borough in New York City has amazing Spanish food. Dominican, Puerto Rican, Colombian, Peruvian, Argentinian. I've had, what else? I said Colombian, right? There's a bunch of Spanish food. Legitimately, I've had almost anything from Central and South America. I had told you we had Filipino food, Robin Elaine in Queens. I mean, there's places everywhere, dude. Like, and in Manhattan too. Like Manhattan, like you can go get real deal ramen, real deal like Japanese hibachi spots. Like, you know, you want sushi, anything you want to eat in New York City, you can have. I'll miss that. That's about all the thing I'll miss. I miss my family, obviously, and my friends, but I'll miss the food. I think I'll miss pizza the most if I leave New York. When I leave New York. I'll miss pizza. And everybody's like, oh, you can get pizza anywhere. It's like, no, it's not the same. It's not the same. Like, even New York pizza and New Jersey pizza are different. It's the water that we use for our bread and dough and stuff like that. It's different. Everybody's like, well, it's the pollution. No, it's not the pollution, because New York probably has the cleanest water on the eastern seaboard. That's a fact. I know how crowded and polluted we are as a city, but the water is clean. That New York put an emphasis on clean water like a gazillion years ago. And then they used basically every resource they could, and then financially just pumped a ton of money into having the cleanest water and probably on the eastern part of the country. So, if that's worth it. Like, you know, it's probably the safest tap water you can drink on this side of the country. You know, it's the cleanest. Like, you know, you can't do that in Pennsylvania. It's well water. You know, you can't drink that. There's other places where water comes from a well. We get it from reservoirs. So maybe I'll do a podcast on New York water or New York food. Because I'm a fat bastard. I got to slow down my food intake too. I'm eating way too much food lately. So, because of my, sometimes, like, you know, I can't eat like I used to, but I eat, the problem is I eat bad food. Like, you know, I don't have the stomach I used to have when I was 500 pounds, but the problem is too, like, I eat just bad food. Like, last night I had Middle Eastern food at like fucking 11 o'clock. I didn't have lunch yesterday. I wasn't hungry. I had a big breakfast, and then I finished my breakfast right like before lunch. And by the time 2 o'clock came, I looked at my partner. I was like, yo, you hungry? He's like, I'm not even hungry. I was like, yeah, me either. So I didn't have dinner. So by the time I got to the theater last night, I was fucking starving. I'm like, oh, I'm starving. She's like, yeah, me too. I'm like, well, the show started. We thought the show started at 8. It started at 7. So we got to our seats. It started a little after 7. So we got out early enough where we can, you know, get some grub on the way home. So that's pretty cool. So, I think that's it. I have nothing else to really gossip or talk about. Trying to figure out if there's anything more exciting in my life that you guys would want to know. There really isn't. I'm not going to lie, I miss Choppy. I haven't seen Choppy. I want to hook up with him soon. I'll talk to him over the weekend. But he's got another year of wedding bliss under his belt. And it's cool, man. I think it's great when you find somebody that you could spend the rest of your life with. I think it's awesome. If you can do it, sometimes it takes us more than once to do it. But if you can do it, seriously, then do it. You know, it's not easy, man. It's not fucking roses and sunshine every day either. But if you can find that person, that rock, that ride or die, that hang with you, then you are super blessed. Oh, I did make an appearance on the Shining Wizards podcast this past week. Tony was running solo and asked if I would call in. I'm like, yeah, I'll call in. But by the time I had gotten to anywhere remotely quiet where I can call in, he was getting ready to wrap it up, and then as he's asking me, I forget it, he's trying to call me, my bus that I was on, my express bus, gets fucking into an accident and gets sideswiped by a moving truck. Dude, the truck was trying to merge into the same lane as my bus. I don't know how, why he did that, but not only did he hit the bus and rip the side of the bus up, he fucking leaves. He leaves. This poor lady, this poor bus driver, she's got to be like in her early or mid-50s. This poor, nicest lady on the planet too, by the way. She was so shook. Like, people were calming her down, and everybody's like, all right, calm down. And obviously, she can't ride the bus right now, because now she has to pull over. You know, she has to call it into her, you know, to her dispatcher, and call it in as a complaint supervisor, and shit like that. And another bus has to come and get us. Let me tell you how inconsiderate people are. So, we're all, like, everybody's frantic now. We all jump up, make sure everybody's okay. So now, once we realize that we're not moving, once we realize that it's more than just a bump or a tap, once we realize that we're not getting moving from this spot, people start getting up and leaving the bus or checking on her on the way out to make sure she's okay, the bus driver, right? Okay. So there's a dude, right? He's got to be, I want to say he's in his early 60s, right? Tall gentleman, distinguished, suit and tie type of cat, and very heavy Eastern European voice. He's like, well, please, get off the bus. He's yelling at people, like, we're all in a line waiting to get off the bus. Get off the bus, please. I want to get off the bus. Please, please, I want to get off the bus. This is ridiculous. I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning, please. And he's like, he wouldn't stop. He just kept repeating himself, like he was fucking Rain Man. So one lady turned around and was like, do you mind, Rolf, making sure everybody's all right? Like, everybody's fine, everybody's fine. So now I finally jump up, because I was sitting in my seat, waiting for the line to clear. So I was like, hey, jerk off. Everybody's got to get up at fucking 5 in the morning tomorrow, jerk off. Matter of fact, I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning, jerk off. So shut the fuck up and get off the bus. Oh, he throws his hands up. Like, dude, don't be a fucking tough guy. All right, you fucking geriatric nightmare. Go away. No one wants to fucking hear from you, I said. All right? Shut up. This poor lady was in a fucking accident. All right? You half a fucking dummy. You piece of garbage. I told him a piece of garbage. Like, you fucking piece of garbage. You inconsiderate fucking prick. Get off the bus, I yelled at him. And I was fine until this guy started yelling at people. I'm like, yo, man, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden, the whole bus became quiet because I was really loud. So now I get up to the front. I said, you all right? She's like, I'm fine, you know, because she knows I work EMS. You know, she knows I'm an EMT. She's seen me in my gear before, like in my EMS jacket when I'm in the wintertime. So, like, she's cool, man. She remembers your stop. Like, she'll talk to you, you know. She's a nice lady. She was just shook. She was very shook. So, I get off the bus. I call Tony. Tell him what happened. Tell him that I yelled at the fucking dude. We have a good laugh, like 5-10 minutes. So you can go listen to that. He had CPA on. He had some other guy on. Bass something. I don't know. Excuse me. I was like, you wanted to the fucking microphone. I don't care. Yeah, so go check that out. New Wizards, new rant. All new episodes on both networks. I'll plug it when I leave. All right. Let's talk some wrestling, take a quick break, and then I'll run down this week in wrestling card. All right. I am very, very, very excited about the upcoming New Japan Dominion card, which is going on early Saturday morning, our time. I'm gonna be at the hotel in Jersey. I'm going to have to get up at like 4 in the morning to watch it. But I'm telling you, I'm hoping, now I'm not, like, I'm just a casual fan of New Japan. I'm not a hardcore expert. So all the people who listen and kick back, oh, you know, you don't know wrestling, Japanese wrestling, it's different. I know, Marks. I understand. I'm a casual fan. So I'm still processing their booking. Like, their booking is way different from fucking regular wrestling, regular mainstream statewide wrestling, you know. I'll run down the card real quick. The IWGP Junior Tag Team Championships are being defended. champions, new champions, El Desperado and Kanemaru, will be fighting Roppongi 3K, which is Sho and Yo, the formerly the what do you call that? The there was some, they were the boys in Ring of Honor. They were the Tempura boys. That's right. Yeah. I think Roppongi will get those belts back eventually. David Finley has found a new tag team partner in Juice Robinson. They've been very successful. They're fighting Yoshihashi and the IWGP Intercontinental Champion. I'm sorry, the U.S. Champion. U.S. Champion, I'm sorry, is Jay White. Yano and Ishii versus Zack Sabre Jr. and Suzuki. For the Never Openweight Championship, Hirooki Goto, Big Goto, defending versus Taichi versus Michael Elgin's three-way dance. And for the first time, this is going to be exciting. For the first time ever, the Young Bucks are in the heavyweight tag team division. They will be going up against Sonata and Evil for the tag straps. That's fantastic. Here's a very cool six-man tag team match. Rey Mysterio Jr., Jushin Thunder Liger, and Hiroshi Tanahashi versus the Bullet Club. Cody, Marty Scurll, and Hangman Page. For the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship match, Will Ospreay versus Takahashi. That's going to be cool. I'm very excited about that. And here's where we get to the meat and potatoes. For the IWGP Intercontinental Championship, Tetsuya Naito from Los Ingobernables de Japón, their leader, going up against, defending a title against Y2J himself, Chris Jericho. That's going to be fun. So now we get to the main event. Now, listen, if a title change doesn't happen now, I really don't know where they're going to go with this. This is the fourth time they're fighting. Okada has been the longest reigning champion. Okada is the best wrestler in the world right now. But now he's defending one more time against Kenny Omega. On top of that, it's 2 out of 3 falls. And on top of that, there's no time limit. Now, this can set up a couple of things. We all know the beef that's within Bullet Club with Cody and Kenny Omega, right? We know that there's a wedge between Kenny Omega and the Bucks' friendship. In storyline, obviously. We know there's a wedge in the Bullet Club itself with the OGs, you know, with Fale and the Gorillas and all the other, the former, you know, OG members, the original members. And, of course, the newer members, you know, Marty and Paige and Cody. This can be a deal breaker right now. If Kenny Omega can somehow beat Okada for the belt, that's going to give him a lot of power. Does he stay with Bullet Club? Does he keep his friendship with the Golden Lovers? You know, does he keep that relationship? Does he keep it going, or does that split up and he gets title shots with what's his face? You know. Like it sets up a bunch of scenarios. You know, his tag team partner's not on the card either, so his Golden Lovers partner, I should say. So, very interesting setup, man. And then what if Okada wins? Does the Bullet Club kick out Cody? Does the Bucks turn? The Bullet Club kick out Kenny Omega. Does the Bullet Club turn on Kenny? Do the Bucks turn on Kenny? Does Kenny turn on the Bucks? You know, like, there's a lot of scenarios here. You know, there's a lot of scenarios. And it puts a lot in perspective. You know, it puts a lot in perspective. And, you know, it listen, the fact that he formed the team Omega with Kota Ibushi is, I mean, that's a thing too. Like, if he loses, did he go after tag team titles? Like, there's so many scenarios. I just don't. I can't predict New Japan's booking. I can't. It's pretty funny. But I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. I'm going to try to get up early and watch it because I know I'm going to go to a wedding that day. So I'm going to be like all day running around like a retard. But I'm going to try to get up and watch that and take a quick nap and then start my day. I'm super stoked for this, for the Dominion card. So, what else is going on? It's got some wrestling news right now. All right, so the news dropped yesterday, day before, that CM Punk and Colt Cabana won their case against the WWE doctor that was suing them for, you know, for slander and all that other stuff. Colt Cabana just put it on his podcast last night about now he's allowed to talk about it because he couldn't talk about it for a minute. I actually fell asleep on it. I'm going to listen to it again today. I'm not an expert. I'm not reading dirt sheets. I'm just reading what I read yesterday, and I'm listening to what Colt Cabana was saying. You know, it's cool that they were found not guilty. I know all the marks out there are like, oh, CM Punk. Punk was so distraught, apparently. He didn't attend the open workout. He has a fight this weekend. First time he's fighting since 16. So, in UFC, he wants no part of wrestling, allegedly. You know, so everybody thinks he's going to be showing up at All In. He could, because he's friends with all those guys, but in the same breath, I mean, he's going to be doing that signing at the Pro Wrestling Tee store that weekend. So, and speaking of All In, you know, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, and I don't want to, because I know some of the podcasts that are there, I'm actually affiliated with, like, network-wise and stuff like that, but, like, you know, for people who are really, really posting about these other podcasts that are you know, posting about how they're going to be there and the whole convention thing, like, one dude's like, oh, we were invited. No, you weren't invited. You paid to be there. If you were invited, that's different. You were invited, you brag about that, because this is a pretty hardcore company that's going to be there that were invited that didn't pay to fucking be on the podcast. But I know for a fact that your podcast did not get invited. You motherfuckers paid. And I was like, oh, man. I was like, it's got to be expensive for the whole 4 days, you know? So, I don't know. It's kind of creepy that, not creepy, but not that's the wrong word I want to use. Kind of silly, I guess. Yeah, not creepy, silly. That you fucking paid to be on a podcast and you're like, listen. We paid to be in Legends of the Ring, right? But we didn't say, oh, we were invited by Legends. No, we all chipped in with the Wizards. Me, Dave, Matt, Eddie, Kevin, Tony. We chipped in, bought a table. Wasn't cheap for the day. And we were there. Like, we plugged it. We advertised it. People showed up and said hello to us. And we got autographs and hung out with Legends like Ricky Steamboat and Joel Gertner and Sonny and gave Mick Foley a birthday cake. Like, it was a cool day, but, like, we didn't, like, Mick Foley was invited. We weren't invited. We fucking paid to be there, you know? There's a big difference. So, stop saying you were invited. You weren't invited. If you were, then I apologize. I take it back, but I want to see an invite. All right, I'll stop with that. I'll stop. Shout out to everybody that's going to be there, by the way. I can't wait to see Chicago, man. I'm excited. I found out yesterday that there's even going to be preseason football that weekend that I'm there. So I mean, not only will I go see baseball, not only will I go see some wrestling, but I might see a football game too at the historic Soldier Field. And I hate the Bears, but it's football. It's Soldier Field. It's a bucket list. Get it, you know what I'm saying? Check, you know? So for all my Chicago listeners, you know, if you guys are going to be out there, let us know. Maybe we'll hang out, get some deep dish pizza, and I can complain on how bad, no, I'm not going to complain, I'm joking. I can tell you how New York pizza is better, but, and I shouldn't even say that because I've never had deep dish pizza from Chicago, so. What else is going on in the news of pro wrestling? Enzo released another rap video, and it's probably worse than the first one. Please, dude, stop rapping. Please. For the love of Jesus Christ, Latter-day Saints, stop. Please stop rapping, dude. Please, go sign with Impact. Go sign with Impact. Speaking of Impact, they merged those two singles titles. Cool deal. MLW had crowned their first tag team champions. I don't know who they were. I just saw two guys in a mask. They're luchas. Speaking of lucha, AAA might be running in the Garden this year. That is huge fucking news, man. Madison Square Garden hosting a Lucha Libre event or a non-WWE wrestling event since the 80s? Fucking epic. AAA, CMLL, Lucha Libre, period. Very, very popular here in New York City. We have a ginormous Latin American community. Ginormous. And especially in Upper Manhattan, in the Bronx, in Queens, in Brooklyn. Not so much Staten Island. We do have a Latin contingency here on Staten Island, but it's not as big as those other boroughs. I wouldn't be surprised if this shit sells out. That's how popular Lucha Libre still is with the Latino contingency here in New York City. I am very stoked for this. I want to be in attendance. I hope Choppy wants to go too. I hope some of my peers want to go. I am stoked about seeing a Lucha. I've never seen Lucha. I mean, I've seen Lucha Libre matches, but I've never seen an entire Lucha card. It's fantastic. I'm super stoked about it. I want to take Mikey. He would love it, man. He would absolutely love it. The closest we've came to a Lucha card was Chikara. And he loved that shit. So, anyway, that's going on. Impact did sign a deal with Mexico, speaking of Lucha and Impact Wrestling, so that's cool. What else? There's a couple of, let me see here. I have the news here. Let me pull up my news site. No, there's a couple of DVDs in the works for next year. Speaking of WWE, Johnny Saint is the new GM of WWE UK. If you don't know who Johnny Saint is, do your homework. Johnny Saint's probably the most popular British wrestler on the planet, next to Giant Haystacks. So, let's see. Here's the list of DVDs. It's going to be Asuka, AJ Styles, History of ECW Championship, SmackDown 20th Anniversary, another Roddy Piper fucking DVD, another John Cena DVD, a Gold Dust DVD, The Best of Roman Reigns, The Best of Andre the Giant, The Best of Alexa Bliss, The Best of Ravishing Rick Rude, The Best of Charlotte Flair, Trish Stratus, Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman gets a Best of. Fucking dudes were wrestling 2 years. Best of Raw and SmackDown from 18, Best of NXT from 18, pay-per-views of 18, the WWE Superstars run from 86 to 96, that should be interesting, the Best of NXT TakeOver, Sergeant Slaughter, Million Dollar Man, Shinsuke Nakamura, Finn Balor, and another Four Horsemen DVD. Interesting. Very interesting. Alright. That's it. Let me take a quick break, I think, and then I'm going to come back, talk a little bit more, and then I'm going to start my day. All right? Let me get this going on here. Nothing else really going on in wrestling that it's really like newsworthy or anything, right? I don't know. If there's anything else, I'll come back, but right now there's not. So, all right, so I'll be right back. Listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on Rant EM Radio, part of Shining Wizards Network, and take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dome, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Case something jumps off. You back up for the high, but the off. In the graveyard is where you get off. All we wanna do is party. And buy everybody at the bar Bacardi. Black Barbie dressed in Bacardi. I'm tryna leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for the people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace. Or out come the beast. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black panther movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back. When I'm sitting on chrome, 7 times.
That's back for my beats. With the Bentleys, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalades, 23 trims. Jumping out the Jaguar with the Timbs.
Hey, yo, keep your bread up.
Delivery to you and yours. Man. I rep, he rep the boys. Uh-huh. If you rep your hood, just make some noise. I got my eye on the guy in the orange coat. Don't need no Queen Bee, got the ill. Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can.
She makes a Sprite can disappear in her mouth. What a pig. Alright, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwback Slam and Rant. Alright. Let's do this week in wrestling and get out of here. I got some stuff to do. Alright. Let's play the music, shall we? No, not that one. Stop it. Give me that. There we go. I'm like half asleep here. Fucking doing this nonsense. Here we go. Alright.
And now,
here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
All right. Fucking antivirus thing. Oh, you have junk. Clean your junk. Yeah, clean this junk. All right, anyway. All right, so I was going through some notes here, and I think I've done this card already, but on this day in 1997 was the King of the Ring. And at this point, the King of the Ring was like, I don't know. Not to say it wasn't as big as it was when it first started, but this was the turning point of, like, one of the turning points of 1997 with the Attitude Era. Because it set the tone for probably one of the best performers in the game, no pun intended. And this pretty much rocket launched Triple H. He had paid his dues, and, you know, he got shit for doing the whole click thing, and they gave him the slop gimmicks and the whole nine yards. However, he wins the King of the Ring tonight. So the King of the Ring was going on in the tournament with, you know, Shotgun Saturday Night and Raw and Heat and all this other nonsense. So I'll run down the card real quick and I'll just give a couple of thoughts. So Triple H wins his semifinal against Ahmed Johnson. Thank God. That was like 7.5 minutes. I'll never get back. Then Mankind beats Jerry Lawler in his semifinal, which sets up the finals with Mankind, Triple H. And that carries the feud on for a while. That was a great feud, by the way. Me and Chop are going to talk about that in a couple of months, I think. Goldust beats Crush. The Hart Family, Neidhart, Owen Hart, Davey Boy Smith beat Psycho Sid and the Road Warriors. That was a terrible match. Triple H wins his final against Mankind. 19 minutes. Spent almost 20 minutes. Good match. Really good, solid match. I think it's on the Best of the King of the Ring DVD. That's hosted by King Booker. Yeah. This was fun match. Austin versus Shawn Michaels. Double DQ. 23 minutes this went. Crazy, crazy, crazy shit. And then Taker was the world champ at that time. He beats Farouk. Seven matches in all. You know, it wasn't bad. It was, where was it? Where was it from this time? This was from Providence, Rhode Island. 9,000 people in a minor league hockey arena. But, yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it. So, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I said I was only going to go a half hour. I went an hour. So, you guys are lucky. Got that out of me. I got to get going, but and play some music and get the hell out of here, because I am busy to do it. All right. So, like I said, we'll be back next week, the 15th, live in studio, live on the Rant. It's going to be crazy. Choppy will be back. Don't forget to go to, you know, buy one of our shirts, ProWrestlingTees.com. Follow us on Twitter at TBuckleTBacks, at Choppy2984. On Instagram at TurnbuckleThrowbacks. Or on Facebook. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com for all our back content and our friends' shows. Go to The Rant for their shows. You know, you got Surface Comic Book Show on Sundays. You got Will Morgan with the Sports Report. You got The Wizards. You got The Rant on Tuesdays. Rant and Wrestling on Thursdays, and myself and Choppy on Fridays, 9 o'clock. Don't forget all that. Shout out to all of our peers. I think the Midnight Jury is on this weekend, I believe Saturday night. Were they on last week? I forget. Mike, if you're listening, just remind everybody. I forget. Plug it on the page. And I think that's it, man. I'm done. I gotta get going. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get pretty. Alright? So on behalf of all of my friends, on behalf of Choppy, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, say some nice things, be nice to people, be a good fucking human being, invest in you, invest in your family, invest in your community, invest in your children. Alright, I'm out. Good night, good day, peace.